我们现在奉主耶稣圣名开始我们下午的结束的祷告会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our last prayer session.
唱诗168首。
So I'll sing hymn 168.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the Lord, your master, leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. At the sight of triumph, Satan's host does flee. On then, Christian soldiers, unto victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthems raise. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Brothers, we are trending where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we. One in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward then, ye people, join our happy throng. Rend with yours your voices in the triumph song. Glory, land, and honor unto Christ the King. Men and angels sing. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching on to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.
请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们结束这次灵修会之前呢，我们来做一次结束的祷告。在祷告前，用一些圣经章节来作为互相的勉励。
And before we conclude this event, we're going to have a last prayer, and We will share some Bible passages.
我们来看《使徒行传》二十二章。
Let's look at, let's turn to Acts chapter 22.
使徒行传二十二章第八节。
Acts chapter 22, verse 8. So I answered, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said to me, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting."
到第十节。
And verse 10.
第九节。
Verse 9.And those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they did not hear the voice of him who spoke to me. Verse 10. So I said, "What shall I do, Lord?" And the Lord said to me, "Arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all things which are appointed for you to do."
Amen. 这里是保罗问了主耶稣两件事情。
Here, Paul asked Lord Jesus Christ two questions.
第一个，他说：“主啊，你是谁？”
The first question he asked was, "Lord, who are you?"
等到主耶稣跟他回答之后
，and after Jesus answered his first question,
他就问主耶稣说：“那主啊，我当做什么
？”And the second question Paul asked was, "What should I do, Lord?"
我们参加灵修会、灵恩会、各种训练，我们最后都有一个目标。
And the final goal of all this.All the spiritual convocations and all the events.
那这个问题都是我们每次都要问的。主啊，那我当做什么
？This is the question we should ask every time. What should I do, Lord?
我们花时间来这边听道理，来这边祷告，然后跟弟兄姐妹互相团契，为了什么
？The why is it that we spend time here with brothers and sisters praying and fellowshipping?
那所以我们。之后应该是要去工作的。
And the final result should be the work.
那我们要做什么？要先问主耶稣。
And what work should we do? We should ask Lord Jesus Christ.
当保罗这样问之后，神就回答他了。
And after Paul asked this way, God answered him.
他说：“你起来，进大马色去。
”And Jesus answered him, "Arise and go into Damascus."
神并没有说你现在马上回去耶路撒冷。
God did not tell him to go back to Jerusalem.
赶快掉头转啊！
And he did not tell him to go back the way he came.
叫他说：“你现在起来，按照你的计划往大马色去。”
Instead, he told him to go to Damascus just as he was planned.
到了大马色，就有人会把你要做的事情告诉你了。
And there, people will tell you what you should do.
那保罗他就真的照神的话起来往大马色去。
So Paul listened and went to Damascus.
这个就是一个行动，按照他本来的计划，神要调转他的脚步。
And Paul, went just as the Lord told him.
就是他本来计划就是要进大马色去的。
So that was same as his original plan.
但是他走同一条路，但是他做不同的事。
Even though he was traveling on the same journey, but he's doing a different task.
今天我们都一样在世上过生活的。
We all live in this world.
我们一样在我们的生活里面都有 schedule。我明天要做什么？我下个礼拜要做什么？我下个月要做什么
？And we have a schedule for ourselves. We're going to do this today and do this next month.
我们仍然一样照我们自己的 schedule 在生活的。
And we run by our own schedule.
我们经过了训练之后，我们回去一样日子照样过。
And after we receive the training, of course, we still have our own schedule.
但是我们走同样路，但是我们要做不同的事了。
But even though we're traveling on the same path, but we must do something different.
因为我们的心已经不一样。
Because our heart has been transformed.
因为保罗他已经认识谁是耶稣基督。
Because Paul knows who is Jesus Christ.
所以他就从他以前在逼迫耶稣、信耶稣的人这个路上，改变成他要传耶稣基督。
And instead of going there to persecute the Christians, he preached Christ.
那保罗进去耶路大马色之后，他做什么？
And what did Paul do after he entered Damascus?
我们看第九章，《使徒行传》第九章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
第九节。第九节。
Chapter 9, verse 9. Verse 9. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither ate or drink.
看第十一节。
And verse 11. So the Lord said to him, "Arise and go to the street.Called the Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul, of Tarsus, for behold, he is praying.
好，这里保罗按照他的行程计划进了大马色之后，他因为那个光照他三天，他不能看见，不吃不喝。
Because of the great light, he was not able to see for 3 days, and he did not eat or drink.
那不吃不喝他做什么？
But instead, what did he do?
圣经说他其实在祷告的。
From here, we can see that he was actually praying.
他在祷告，等候神给他的信息。
He was praying and waiting for the message that God.
因为神已经跟他应许说，你要做的事情，有人会告诉你。
Because he was waiting for the message because God already told him you should wait.
神并没有跟他说几天人家会来找你啊。
However, God did not tell him how many days he should wait.
只是跟他说，最后一定有人告诉你要做什么。
Instead, God just told him, there will be someone who tell you what to do.
那保罗他怎么知道？他不知道等多久，他怎么等候？他等候是用祷告在等候神的，神的话实现。
So how did Paul wait? Paul waited by praying.
所以今天我们用祷告来等候神给我们的时间。
So in the same way, we should pray and wait for God's calling.
那亚拿尼亚其实当神用光照亚拿尼亚的时候，神已经同时间感动了亚拿尼亚，准备要来找他了。
So at the same time, the great light was shining on Paul. God prepared Ananias to come to Paul.
所以亚拿尼亚他接受神的信息之后，他就来找保罗为他祷告。
And when Ananias received the message, he come to find Paul to pray.
那按手在保罗的身上之后。
And after he laid hand on Paul,
那他的眼睛就亮了嘛。
And Paul received his sight again.
那他就得了圣灵。
And Paul also received the Holy Spirit.
然后亚拿尼亚就把他从神所得到的信息向保罗讲了一遍。
And Ananias told Paul what was given by God.
我们看第九章的第十五节。
And let's turn to chapter 9, verse 15. Verse 15, but the Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine, to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake.
好，这个是神当时候已经事先跟亚拿尼亚讲保罗这个人所要做的事了。
And God already told Ananias what is Paul going to do.
然后呢，我们如果看回来二十二章。
Let's turn back to chapter 22.
使徒行传二十二章。
Acts chapter 22.
我们请看第十四节。
Chapter 22, verse 14.
十四节到十六节。
Verse 14 to 16. Verse 14. Then he said, "The God of our fathers has chosen you that you should know His will, and see the Just One, and hear the voice of His mouth." Verse 15. For you will be His witness." To all men of what you have seen and heard. Verse 16. And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord.
16节到16节。那这个地方亚拿尼亚他跟保罗所想的信息说我们祖宗的神已经拣选了你了。
And here, God's message to Paul was that he has already chosen Paul.
那保罗他要成为神的器皿。
And Paul must become his useful vessel.
那神向他显现的目的在哪里？
So what is the purpose of the appearance?
要他做神的仆人。
It is because God wants Paul to be his servant.
去对以色列人跟外邦人做见证。
And testify before the Jews and Gentiles.
那所以你看保罗他后来的工作他都知道他到底要做什么。
And when we look at what Paul did, and Paul knew very well what he was doing.
他知道神就是要把他远远的派到外邦去为主耶稣基督传福音的。
And Paul knew,
做外邦人的使徒。
Paul knew that he had to become the apostle of the Gentiles.
所以他就明白神的旨意。
He knew the will of the Lord.
那所以他之后保罗他的一生就是为主耶稣活着。
And for the rest of his life, he lived for God.
那他神已经事先跟他说，你为了我的名会受许多苦难的。
And God also told him that he must suffer many things for his name.
这些信息给我们一个很大的提醒。
And this is a great reminder for us.
我们受完信之后，我们要问主耶稣说：“主啊，我可以做什么的时候？”
And by the time we finish our training and we ask God, "What can we do for you?"
我们用祷告来等候神所给我们的信息。
When we pray and wait,
我们在参加聚会、在读圣经、祷告当中，神就会让我们知道说：“我可以为主做什么。”
As we listen to sermons and we read the Bible. And during service,
那里会有一个信息让我们知道说，我们为主耶稣的名会受到许多的苦难的。
There will be messages telling us what should we do, and also we must suffer many things.
但是我们不用害怕。
But do not be afraid.
因为我们已经从但以理的身上看到神的作为。
We've seen the life of Daniel.
这个苦难可能是从我们的工作上来的。
The trial may come from our job.
这苦难也可能从我们周围的环境的压力来的。
The challenges may come from our environment.
但是只要我们坚持对神的信仰，
However, if we persevere in our faith,
不会向这些恶来妥协，
We do not compromise to these evil.
那么神一定带我们走过，我们一定会过，一定是可以得胜的。
And God will lead us to victory.
那我们就知道说，其实神已经事先跟我们讲，他已经要跟我们同在，让我们去完成他要我们完成的工作。
And way before, God already told us that He will be with us to complete His task.
因为我们是他的所选的器皿。
Because we're His chosen vessels.
有他要我们完成的使命。
And there's a task that we must accomplish.
那所以我们要在每一次祷告当中，在听道语当中，去明白神的旨意。
So every prayer and every sermon, we must try to understand the message of God.
22章的第十四节里面说。得听，你要得看见那个义者，就是要看见神。
And
14, yeah.
Yeah, and verse 14 says, "You must see God."
神给他的旨意说，你会听见，你要明白神的旨意，你会看见那个义者。
So
just the one.
So you must know His will, and you will see the just one.
然后你会听他口中的声音。
And you will hear the voice of His mouth.
那然后要把你所听见的、所看见的对着万人做见证。
And in verse 15 says, "You are witness to all men of what you have heard and seen."
今天我们借着祷告，我们就可以，我们亲近神，其实神的旨意会让我们明白的。
And when we pray to God, soon He will reveal His calling to us.
因为路加福音、约翰福音十五章里面，主耶稣应许我们说，我们如果在他里面，他称我们做朋友，然后他把他的旨意向他的朋友显明。
And just like what John 15 says. If we're in Him, we're His friends, and He will reveal His will to us.
那我们要也要看见那个义者，就是主耶稣基督。
And we must understand that the just one is Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们怎么样才能够看到神？
And how can we see God?
马太福音第五章里面，主耶稣在山上所讲的八个福气里面，有一项就是可以看见神的，那是什么呢？
And in Matthew chapter 5, when it mentioned about the Beatitudes, one thing. It mentioned that we can see God.
那是在第五章第八节的。
And Matthew 5:8.
就说清心的人可以看见神，对不对？
And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see.
所以
they shall see God.
我们要能够看见神，我们一定要能够是一个清心的人。
We must be pure in heart in order to see God.
那清心要清心，那我们的生活一定要单纯。
And in order to be pure in heart, our life must be simple.
所以我们虽然走一样的路哦，像保罗一样进大马色去。
So even though we travel the same way to Damascus,
但是我们做不同的事了。
But our mission is different.
我们的生活的形态要改变。
And our daily life shall be transformed.
改变就是我们要变成一个清心的人。
We must be a person that's pure in heart.
在我们的生活里面减少一些对这些娱乐、这些 internet 的依赖。
We should cut down our entertainment and our internet uses.
我们今天很多青年已经够了，如果一天没有 internet， 就不知道怎么过生活了。
And a lot of our youth may be confused just one day without internet.
我们可能一上去 Facebook 就花很多时间在那里了。
And we may spend a lot of time on Facebook.
我们可能花时间在这个 game 上面了。
Or we may spend a lot of time on video games.
或者上网到去环游世界去了。
Or travel around the world on internet.
那所以我们要让我们的心单纯，我们生活单纯，我们才能变成一个清心的人，才真的能够看到神。
We must keep our life simple in order to have a pure heart.
然后，所以 这是我们生活的改变。
So this is the transformation in our lives.
像保罗他自己生活改变了。
And just like Paul, he also changed his life.
他说他现在是为主耶稣活着。
Now he said, he lived for God.
他的每一个时间都很重要。
And every minute in his life became more important.
我们已经没有时间再去浪费掉了。
We have no time to waste.
所以我们的生活就是积极的。
So our attitude is positive.
我们做工作是为主耶稣工作。
When we work for God.
如果我是读书的，我是为主耶稣读书。
We study for God.
因为我们读书是为了要装备我们自己。
We study to equip ourselves for God.
所以我们会用各种不同的方法，让我们自己能够在这段时间吸收我当吸收的东西。
We use different methods to enrich ourselves.
那这样子配合说，我们能够听到主耶稣所出的声音，他口所出的声音。
And we must try to hear this voice that God is trying to tell us.
我们一定会有时间来参加聚会，来敬拜神、颂赞神的。
And we will have time to come to service, to praise God, and to worship God.
我们绝对不会说我因为太忙了，所以我没有办法来聚会。
We will not say we are too busy for service.
因为我们会把主耶稣在我们生活里面排第一优先。
Because we'll put Jesus Christ first in our lives.
那我们就在生活里面，我们过同样的生活，但是我们已经做不同的事。
And even though we live,
The same. 我们的生活一样是在过的，日子一样在过的。
So even though we still have this life to live, but we do different things.
但是我们的目标就很清楚。
And we have a clear goal in mind.
不管是工作，不管是读书，我们都跟别人不一样。
Regardless of we're working or we're still in school, our goal is different than everyone else.
因为我们的生命有个 anchor， 就是有一个定向。
Because our in our life we already have an anchor.
那就是为了主耶稣基督。
That is everything's for Christ.
所以主耶稣基督就是我们生活的中心。
And Christ should be the center of our lives.
所以我们所做的都是为了完成主耶稣给我们在我们身上的旨意。
And everything we do, we accomplish the task that God has given to us.
然后最后，我们是神给我们这样一个目的，就是为他做见证。
And finally, God gave us this goal to testify for Him.
后来保罗他自己在回忆神给他的这个选召以及神所给他的使命。
For example, Paul, in the later chapters, he recalled back, about what God has entrusted him.
我们来看使徒行传的二十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26.
第十六节。
26:16. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness.Both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I yet to reveal to you.
17.
I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I have sent you to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from power of Satan to God that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
Amen.这里我们去为主耶稣做见证，重点就是要让人的眼睛得开。
And one of the main purpose of testifying and witnessing is to open the eyes of people.
让我们周遭人看到什么叫真正得救的福音。
And let those around us to see what is the true gospel of salvation.
要将他们从黑暗中把它带向光明来。
And bring them from darkness to light.
今天很多人其实在生活在黑暗当中的。
Many people live in darkness.
生活是非常的空虚。
And they live an empty life.
我们的出现像一盏灯，让他们看到一个希望。
And we should live our life as a light.
所以我们将他们从黑暗中引向光明，救进主耶稣基督。
And bring them hope and bring them to Christ.
从撒旦的权下归向真神。
And bring them from the power of Satan to God.
今天很多人在罪里面当撒旦的奴隶。
Many people are slaves of sin.
明明知道。不要这样做，但是没有办法胜过。
They know they shouldn't do such and such, but they still do it.
因为在罪的权势之下，没有一个人能够胜过他。
Because if you're under the dominion of sin, it's hard to overcome it.
只有主耶稣基督有办法解决这个罪的问题。
Only through Christ you can overcome this problem.
所以将人从撒旦权下带向真神。
So we lead people from Satan to God.
因为信耶稣，罪蒙赦免。
Because we believe in Christ, our sins are forgiven.
能够与圣徒一同得神为我们在创世以前就准备的那个天上的基业。
And we can enjoy the inheritance in heaven that's prepared since the beginning of time.
那就是我们的盼望。
And that is our hope.
我们活在世上其实只是客旅。
We live in this world as a sojourner.
今天我们不管在世上有多辉煌腾达多成功啊。
It doesn't matter how successful we are in this life.
如果没有神其实这些都是暂时的而已。
If we don't have God, all these are temporary.
所以我们知道我们永远的盼望是在天上的家乡。
Therefore, we know that our permanent home is in heaven.
那这个就是我们要做的。
And these are some of the tasks we must do.
从圣经里面看到我们看保罗他后来他的生活就真的去实现当初神选召他的这个旨意。
For example, Paul, we can see his life that he fulfilled everything that God told him to do.
我们每一个人在我们身上都有他的旨意。
In the same way, God has a purpose for every one of us.
我们进修，我们祷告，我们听道理。
It doesn't matter if we pray, we study.
我们就是要求主耶稣，让我们能够在每一个人身上完成他们所完成的事。
And we ask that God to accomplish what He want to accomplish in us.
那我们祷告，现在我们的祷告就是要来求。能够明白神的旨意。
So we pray that we may understand His will.
那我们每一个人都知道神要我做什么。
So that each one of us can understand, what God want us to do.
所以我们有勇气去为主耶稣做他要我做的事。
Let us muster this courage to do what God want us to do.
所以在我们这个灵修会结束前呢，用这一段跟大家分享，求主能够感动我们。让我们知道，每一个人都知道，说我当做什么。
So before the concluding prayer, I will use this message to us for mutual encouragement, so we will know what to do.
那我们每个人的生活都真的能够转向那归向神，以神为中心。
And we will transform our lives to live a God-centered life.
不管在什么样的环境下面，都能够得胜，为主耶稣做见证。
Regardless which what trial and tribulation we're encountering.We can still be victorious for Christ.
我们现在就一起跪到前面来，祈求圣灵帮助带领我们，让我们都能够充满能力啊，为主耶稣发光。
And let us all come to the front to pray for God's guidance.
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let's all pray in one accord.